Welcome to the Front Row Back Row podcast presented by PhysioGrowth. We're your hosts, Brian, who scaled a PT practice from the trunk of his car to six locations, and Owen, who helped lead an eight-figure exit and now runs a cash-based PT practice. This show is real conversations from owners actively building with what's working right now. All right, today we are talking hiring. This is the first part of a multiple part series. I don't know, Brian, what do you think? We can get a few episodes out of this, maybe four or five.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of conversation in our mentorship group, the PhysioGrowth mentorship group, about hiring. We have clinicians that are doing their first hire. We have some that we've walked through the process a few times and they're getting it from different avenues now and starting to generate kind of a flow of incoming applications. So we wanted to spend a good amount of time on this. This is something that a lot of people have been talking about, not just online, but I'm hearing it when I go to meetings. I went to a course this weekend and that was half of what they talked about. So we're going to talk about that, Brian. I know you, with your clinic, well, clinics, I should say, you're hiring constantly. And you come from a background of not only just starting where, you know, where I'm starting now with my cash-based practice of having to have made your first hire, but all the way up now that you have a brand reputation, right, where you have kind of a constant system of flow. So I think this is going to be a good way of kind of breaking this down for new owners and existing owners, because we can kind of see the whole spectrum. So today, I think the biggest thing is we're going to talk about really knowing when to hire and making sure, are you ready? Like that first initial step of, I feel busy, and then, okay, now what? Right?
Yeah.
I need another person, or we need more people. Just what does that look like? And what should you be doing as an owner during that time?
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think the best way that I would describe this from the standpoint of, you know, a hiring perspective of when you're ready is, I remember when I first started my practice, and one of the biggest things that I wasn't sure was, when do you do this, right? And that's kind of what we're going to chat about today. And I think that's a recurring thing we see for somebody who is a solopreneur who's now trying to figure out the next step. And I think the bigger, there's a couple different aspects. So when I was, you know, first starting our practice, the biggest thing that I didn't recognize was how systems are so important for the future employees that you bring on. And the reality of what I think is really important that we always are talking about with people in our mentorship group is, where do you want this practice to go? And I think that's very, very important. I've recognized something that's a trend is, what is the goal? And then let's work backwards, actually, because what happens when you plan it that way, it allows you not to get stuck on, well, this is going to cost me a lot of money and I don't need this now. Because I think where a lot of practice owners get this wrong, myself included on the first person, is they're so busy seeing a million patients. They're not spending time with their family. They're not doing the things they want to do. They may not even be seeing patients they want to see. And what's happening is, they need to make a hire. They hire either the wrong person, or they are interviewing on the fly. The people who work for me compassionately call is drive-bys. They hate it, right? And so it's one of those things where you're not able to show up for your staff to train them, and then you get frustrated as a business owner because now you're working even harder. The person's not necessarily pulling their weight because you haven't trained them, and you're trying to figure out what to do next, right? So this is the segment where we talk about, how do we avoid those mistakes that I made in the beginning, right?
And I think that's really important, the having the end goal in mind, right? If you are an insurance-based clinic and you want to have 10 clinics by the time you retire and sell that as an asset, you may be doing some things a little bit differently than if you just want a cash flow business, which is cash only, or insurance cash, but I just kind of want to keep it small and have a good lifestyle. There's going to be different stuff. So we'll cover all that when it comes down to it. But the biggest thing I want to go and talk about today is, how do you know you're ready? I think, honestly, Brian, I see this a lot. People are like, well, I'm busy, or I'm going to be busy, right?
Yeah.
Especially if there's seasonality where you are, they're going to say, well, I don't want to be overloaded. And oh my God, if I have to work an extra, you know, I don't want to have to work 80 hours. So let's start now, because I heard there's no PTs out there. So what is like some good benchmarks that you look at when you say, okay, now I got to really start hiring? And actually, no, take it back. What, even 6 months before that, maybe when you feel busy, what are some foundational pieces that you would suggest a new owner or someone who's starting their pipeline? What should they lay the foundation at to kind of get, make it so it's easy that they can pull that trigger when they need to?
Yeah, I mean, I think again, going back to what it looks like is important, right? Number one. Number two is I do think that one of the things that we see is a recurring problem. And again, there's a name of this that I'm going to put out there that I've recognized I'm using, and that Owen's going to know the word I'm going to use, that a lot of physical therapists call this a dirty word, right? And it's called productivity, right? And everybody fucking
Boo.
hey, exactly, boo me. Ah, I can hear, there's probably people listening to this car that go, boo that man, shame, right? But the reality of why you can, so we just shared a fun moment around that. So the idea behind productivity is essentially it looks at, it's a very easy thing to measure, how many treatment spots do you have available? And then how many of them are actually filled? Right? That's what productivity is essentially. And so the reality of what I think also happens for a lot of young people is maybe they've got the PSD of like what productivity is, but the reality is it's essentially very important to measure. You know, we say at Evolution in general, and anybody's like, truly, truly, you don't have to really measure productivity. And I think what really happens, and we'll get into this into a we'll get into this in one of the future episodes of this series, which is how to keep your good physical therapist. And I think one really great thing for to keep a physical therapist is not to bang them over the head with productivity. And that's the stupidest thing to do, right? But the reality is there's a way to frame this as an expectation. Now, it starts with the owner, right? So like a great example is if my productivity personally, so say I have 20, I'm just gonna make these numbers up. Say I have 20 patient slots. Yeah, 20. Let's use 20 because 20 is a decent number. 20 patient slots, and I don't know how you break it up, whether insurance, non-insurance, doesn't matter. But let's see, and let's keep it round. So we'll do 20 patient slots at an hour apiece, just to make it 20 hours. If I am seeing, right, 18 patients per week on a regular, and I think that you gotta really be doing it for a sustained amount of time.
Yeah, I
Because,
usually say like a month to 6 weeks.
I think if you're a solopreneur, a month to 6 weeks makes sense. I think if you're somebody who is, I think it can be shorter if you have a bigger staff, right? I think for a solopreneur, I think 2 months is a good running time, right? And I know that people are like, that's uncomfortable, but usually if you're running anywhere, if I got 20 slots open at that hour and I'm seeing 16 patients, that's 80%. As soon as you hit 80% productivity, you should really be thinking very hard and heavy about hiring. And I think that's on the, by the way, that's on the physical therapy side. So to me, when people know their numbers, like some of the first advice that I've given to people is like, maybe you just need to work a little bit harder, especially in the beginning. Like working 60 hours is a very easy lever to pull. If you're like, hey, you know, I want to make my first hire, I want to jump to 40 hours or 60 hours in that analogy. And then guess what? You just doubled and tripled your income. And so what ends up happening is now what you would actually look to do is bring on an admin person who can streamline that process for you and take those tasks away for you. A marketing person, like a VA. So I'm a big proponent of VAs because I think that's where the world's going in AI, right? So to me, I think that's something that can really help in building the business. And then what ends up happening is you don't feel nearly as intimidated when you bring on that physical therapist because the first thing that you can do is if you're at 80 to 90% productivity in that 60 hour, right? And again, I totally get it, guys. Like, no one got into business to do 60 hours, but I got news for you. That's usually how it works. Anyway, usually if you're doing 60 hours on that time, you could say, well, I'm already going to be able to hand over, you know, a full caseload to somebody. Because that's how you get somebody busy right off the bat. The secret is that you're doing 60 hours, you hand them 40, and boom, they're busy instantly. And now you've got 20 hours and you can go rebuild. Right. It's and again, like when you see these marketing campaigns around like how do you get the next PT busy? That's how you get the next PT busy. It's not rocket science. It's more of get yourself busy than hand them off. And that's how it works. Because you're the marketer of the business, not the employee.
Well, and I think that's an important point is that I think there is almost like a whiplash a little bit where people know that there are so few PTs out there compared to the need
Yeah.
that they almost will say, well, I'd rather have something, right? In musical chairs, I'd rather be in a chair than not, right? And they will go and try and hire And then they will say, oh, crap, I don't have the cash flow for this, right? And then they start breaking down, and we can get into compensation and we'll do that in another episode. But then they start kind of saying, okay, well, how do I do pay per patient or do I do salary? And I think the big thing that we need to do before you get busy, A, know what busy looks like. So the 80% rule, I tend to say if you're booked out more than a week consistently, then you need somebody. Definitely if you're at like 2 weeks, you should start looking at that. If you have to tell a new patient who's never met you before, you should do that. But you should have some level of a wait list, because remember, 80% productivity doesn't mean that you don't have a wait list, right? Because people cancel, people can't do Mondays at 3, whatever it is. But then you really need to, even before you're busy, start looking and making connections with other PTs, going on LinkedIn, doing some of this stuff. Hell, even take out meta ads, right? Where you're going to, not just patients, right? But PTs look at Facebook too, and they're going to see, oh wow, this guy spends one-on-one time with a patient. Well, that's great advertising to a PT and to a patient. So there are kind of strategies that you can set up even before or as you're growing. So maybe you've made a second hire. Now, how do we get our third? Right. So knowing when you need to, but also kind of pre-setting the table a little bit. So it's not like, oh crap, we're busy. Now what?
I said this to Owen beforehand. I was like, when we were coming up with this topic and organizing our thoughts, I was like, I feel like a recurring thing I've heard Owen say from almost day one of our mentorship group is, "What's your waiting list look like? What's your waiting list look like?" And so many people are like, "Well, we don't really have a waiting list." And Owen's like, "Then you're probably not ready to hire." And the reality of that is, he's so right, because we broke it down for somebody. And when we what happens is, and this is where I think people panic, is we broke it down for one of our members the other day, and I said, "What? Here's where you are productivity wise, and then when you bring on this employee, you guys are going to be at 27% productivity." I said, "So while you feel busy, this is why you're struggling to be like, well, where's the money to hire this person?" Because the reality is that's the trick of the whole business, right? So the idea is, it's an investment that you're doing. So what you need to think about is, okay, if I'm at, here's the money I have, I'm investing in this person and taking a risk. This is what I need to do. So, the catch frame is, if you're at full capacity, it will drive growth just from that perspective that you'll be able to go into that point. And I think owners either wait too long or jump too early, and you want to be measured about that. That's how we do it. And that's the idea of how we do those things.
So something that you always say too is always be hiring, right? Like salespeople will always say, always be selling, right? You're at the grocery store and someone is walking with a limp, hand them a card, but as an owner, first of all, I probably wouldn't do that. Brian might. Brian's more salesy and marketing than I am.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more aggressive on that.
that's why you handle the marketing. But I would say always be hiring. In the aspect of you should be constantly looking to say, what would another PT at another organization be saying about my company, right? What's the vibe? What's the brand? What's all that? Because you need to be able to pull these triggers somewhat quickly, I guess you could say. Like, you don't want to ever get in the situation where you're like, oh crap, I need somebody. And then you're super busy and also following up with interviews of people who are like, well, I think I might want to change, but I don't know. And then spending a bunch of money on Indeed and LinkedIn ads to get, people who need, immigration visas or something. If you are constantly kind of thinking about hiring every day and reaching out, going to networking events, things like that, you're going to have an easier time, right? When you are busy. And then you'll do what you've done with your business, is you kind of build up that flywheel of, people tell friends and we know what they do here and that brand identity. And I think that having that and not being like, oh crap, hey, Susie, can you hang on another 3 months of, getting, drinking out of a fire hose worth of patients, because I need to start, my hiring process. Well, Susie's going to leave. Susie doesn't need to hang out with you and see, 50 hours worth of patients, to make sure the doctors don't run away. So you want to be proactive in the stuff, not just because it's easy, but stop burnout. from your other staff.
For sure. And I think the most important piece that's huge here is that what it allows you to do is, and again, kind of going back, we glossed over this, but if you're tracking the new patients that are coming into your business, if you're tracking the amount of visits you're doing, if you're tracking your capacity rate, which is more your productivity and how that works, it allows you to see where those things are. Because if your productivity, to Owen's point, especially in the beginning, is at 80 to 85%, and you have a waiting list, it's because you just don't have the schedule makeup. And that means that you can hire somebody and actually safely bring somebody on. So it allows you to kind of track that, right? And then ultimately, what ends up happening is it allows you to have that rolling ability to be like, here's the next person, here's the next person, here's the next person. And what it does, it creates that culture that you can actually allow, PTs don't feel like they're being slammed. Because that's what happens in a lot of the cultures from the insurance capacity is they can't hire fast enough, right? Like, full transparency, our companies on the East Coast alone is growing so quickly. I need four therapists. Like I just hired one. We need three more physical therapists this year to not leave money on the table. Now, what I could do is jam all of our PTs with more patients, but again, now I'm smashing culture and creating burnout. So there, again, we're going to talk about how to keep your team happy and how to build them and how to do that. But the reality is this is how you continue to build a great culture. But also how to hire, like that was one of the things we used to hire the physical therapist we just brought on was she was like, I want to work in a place like this, right? Which is awesome. So the concept is more around like this is how you do it and how you build, and that allows you to also grow. And honestly, one thing that I would suggest to anybody, if you don't have a hiring funnel, that is an important thing to do. And by the way, we designed that whole dashboard hiring funnel. It's in our CRMs. Like we have all that process of VisioGrowth and are happy to share that with you, for if you're listening to this. But those are the types of things where, to me, it's important to use this just as a funnel, just as though you were trying to bring in new patients. And that's important.
That's the thing that shocked me, because I was in a corporate setting, right? I had 40 PTs. I think I've been a part of somewhere around 100 something hires, but I wasn't the HR director. I wasn't the talent acquisition person, making those reach outs and calls and things. And now, as a business owner, I'm realizing like how much marketing and hiring are similar. Right,
Yeah.
you're trying to get attention, you're
It's cool
showing
though.
the highlights, and I mean that is the cool part, is that if you're good at marketing, you're probably also going to be good at hiring, or at least getting people to pick up your phone call,
Yeah.
right,
By the way,
or
one thing I've
all
also
that.
noticed, and sorry to interrupt you on this, but one thing I've noticed, dude, is like we've now really like leaned into specific marketing for people in physical therapy and physical therapists and trying to get them. And how much busy our clinics have gotten is crazy. So it's so funny. Like the messages run parallel to one another. Because think about it, if you're saying, this is why our physical therapy place is great, this is what we do, and someone's having a bad experience in physical therapy, what I've recognized is, holy moly, more patients will come through the door because they want to see you. You know what I mean? So
Well,
that's what's crazy is it's.
the patients feel a vibe of a clinic. I mean,
Hell
you
yeah.
know, early days when I was teaching and coaching managers, I would say, "What's your vibe like?" Because that right there is going to tell me everything.
For
Are
sure.
people laughing, having a good time, people feel, not burned out and whatever. Patients are going to come just strictly because of that. I don't have to do anything else, So they go hand in hand. And as successful business owners and managers, and we can always get in, there is a skill set much different to actually manage these people and keep them longer, so you don't have to be always hiring. But at least for the point of this episode, I think it's important for people to realize, I think 80% is a great number, great round number. I was doing the math in my head of what we used to do in our old clinics, and it was about 80%. We had about 14 schedule spaces, and if we were at 10 visits seen, ballpark 80%. So I would just think of that number. If you're at 80, you should be hiring. And then you should be thinking about hiring, I would say, even at like 50%. And we're talking about, if you have multiple employees and then there's one that's just starting up. Okay, fine, that's different. But like, if you have a therapist who's only 50% busy, but they're climbing, you should really start hammering down on your LinkedIn direct messages, your Meta ads for hiring, all that.
And we're going to talk about this in this episode is how to look forward 6 months from now. Right? Because I think that's a massive piece, and you can look at trends. I think that's a huge part of trending and how that works. So I agree, man. I think the aspect of hiring, we've touched a bunch of base of, and the bonus that I would give people is, people have asked us this too. Who should I hire first, an admin person or a physical therapist first? And I honestly think the answer of that should be an admin person. That's what I've recognized first now, because I think one mistake that I made was, and listen, the good news is I love my wife. She's a great physical therapist. She came on and helped me, but then I realized, holy crap, now I have more patience and less organization. Because what ended up happening is the organization that I had and the lack thereof systems, and now bringing on another physical therapist plus more patients, all that did was put me in a position where I was like, WTF, how do I do this? Right. And so the aspect, I think, when it comes to that is important to understand, because if you can actually push everything forward, you can make a massive impact in a business to growth. And now you accelerate when you add physical therapists. And by the way, physical therapists also, and we'll touch on this, love structure, right? The people say, well, I want more autonomy and blah, 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 but they also need structure. If they don't
Well, and
feel structure, they don't like it.
that's the big thing. Anybody listening to this podcast is likely an entrepreneur, but you're not hiring entrepreneurs. You
Yeah,
want
bingo.
people want a benefits package or at least a reliable salary. We can get into, structuring all that in the next episodes. But the important thing is every clinic we ever started in my old companies, PT, front office.
Yeah,
That you
agreed.
can't start it without those two, right?
Agreed.
And that is where if you're a new owner and now there's VAs and there's even some AI stuff that can do half of their job, you need to have your systems down. You need to be efficient and you need when someone walks in, hey, what's the Owen Campbell playbook? And you need to be like, this is the best process, right?
Totally.
So I would definitely do that.
Totally.
Anything else you want to add, man? Like I know we've kind of gone over a lot of it. We could talk hiring for hours,
No,
but at
yeah,
least
for sure.
that initial mindset.
And by the way, we're gonna, because we're gonna do this a series. But
All right.
what I would actually say to people in general is, like, that this comes up a lot in our mentorship group, and you're not alone. And it's something that we can talk about. And we've also built the framework on how to organize your thoughts in the system. So honestly, if you're somebody who's like, wow, this is a problem I have, for a very, very reasonable amount of money, we are not trying to gatekeep here. We are literally going to share all the systems that we've put together that's made our lives better in business with this. So if you're somebody who's curious about physio growth, please visit physio-growth.com. Schedule a time to meet with us, and we can chat with you about how this all works.
Yeah, we got our own businesses. We don't have to
Yeah,
charge you a
for sure.
bazillion dollars for the same advice.
For sure, for sure. And by the way, we don't have to
If
reinvent
you
the
want to
wheel.
pay it, that's
We
great.
yeah, we exactly. We also don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can allow it to go. So anyway, that's why I would say that we talk about that stuff on a regular basis, including the
Was gonna
hiring
say
funnel.
the best thing about the last call, honestly, was like we could just sniff out like nope. Like that's
Yeah.
not gonna happen or whatever. And you could see people being like, wait, why is that a bad thing? And we're just like, oh yeah, because
Yeah.
we've had four people do that to us and none of them have been a good
Or
hire.
another piece that's very valuable is when someone says, hey, I've never done this before. Do you have this blah 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 thing? And I'm like, yeah, here you go.
Yeah,
Here's
you
how you
just
use
whipped
it.
off an offer sheet and I think you gave them like
We also have a
your Excel
dashboard.
file for like your
Yeah,
productivity stuff.
exactly. So
So
here's how you can build a
perfect.
dashboard, right? And it makes it easy. So
What's that? Our
cool.
tagline. We gotta workshop our tagline. But if you want to learn from owners who are currently doing it,
Yes.
physiogrowth.com, physio-growth.com.
Physio-growth.com. Cool.
We'll end on that.
Love it.
I'm
Cool.
not a radio personality. You
I
should have seen my intro the first time we actually
know, it
canceled
was good.
it.
It
All
was
right.
like,
See
all right,
ya.
see ya.